This is The Brief on securing and enforcing child arrangements in England and Wales. So, what's this all about? Well, we're going to break down how child arrangement decisions get made, whether that's through agreement, mediation, or even court. The whole point, really, is to get some stability and routine for the kids. Okay, first up, if things do end up in court, there's one golden rule, the welfare principle. It's really the only thing that matters. The child's best interests are the absolute focus. And, you know, it's not just some simple checklist. Judges look at everything, emotional needs, school, the relationship with each parent. And yeah, they even consider what the child wants, depending on their age, of course. So how do you get there? Well, second, there's a set path. You're expected to start with direct talks, then maybe bring in solicitors, and then mediation. And listen, you can't just jump straight to court. You have to attend something called a MIUM, that's at Mediation Information and Assessment Meeting, before you can even think about filing the C-100 application, which is the official form to ask a court for an order. But what if someone doesn't stick to the plan? Okay, so finally, if an order is breached, there are real consequences. The court has a bunch of options. It can start with warning notices, maybe community penalties. It could even change the order itself. And in really serious situations, the court can actually enforce a complete transfer of where the child lives. So when you look at the whole process, you see that every single step is designed to do one thing: create long-term stability and put the kids' welfare first.